everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Los Compas Podcast. We are back with another banger. We had a sad banger this weekend, you know.
No bang bangs today, bro. No bang bangs today, please. We don't talk about this.
Yeah. I don't know what? I don't even want to record a podcast today.
I thought the plan was to record without Miguel just to make sure that this shit is not brought up.
It still hurts, man. You know what else hurts? Being alone on Valentine's Day. You know, Valentine's Day is coming up.
Yo, I did not know we were going in that direction.
Wow, brother, what the hell?
I'm just kidding. Hey, anybody out there who's lone?
Hey, all my lonely people out there, Los Compas are with you. You
got all the lonely people, we're here with you. Hit us up. We'll FaceTime you and shit. I don't know. We'll hang out. I ain't gonna lie. So here's my thing. Is Valentine's Day a real thing or is it a corporate holiday?
I mean, are you talking about like the Illuminati's behind it all or what?
I mean, I don't know about Illuminati per se, but like, okay, you're telling me that like on this day, once a year, people will dish out billions of dollars across. I feel like people get in debt during this month. They're like trying to impress someone, you know?
Yeah.
Like if you're trying to impress someone and you really want to go like balls to the wall, like you better go in debt taking her to dinner. Okay, I'm saying her because that's me. Sorry, guys. All right, two weeks your own. But like taking them to dinner, you know, maybe a movie, any activity, you know, taking them shopping, getting them gifts. Inflation be crazy. There's no way people don't go in debt during these days. And for what? To sometimes end up heartbroken for no reason?
That's true. I think it depends. First, before I give my answer, I know Miguel is definitely one to go balls to the wall. That's just his persona, you know? He's a balls to the wall kind of person.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about.
but you know what you could give someone? A Carta hat.
Yes, sir. This episode is brought to you by the boys over at Carta, the best fucking hat in town, bro. Best hat, gorrita, cap, whatever you want to call it. Trucker hat. In this case, it's a trucker hat. Best hats in town. The boys at Carta did it right, brother. El Pescado, the one I'm wearing right now. I wear this shit daily, bro. I've worn this how many episodes already? And I cannot get tired of this shit. And the other one too, La Cobra, the all black. Goes with every fucking fit, dude. Clean, bro. Clean. The fit is amazing, as you can see here. He got some shit in store, man. We got some new hats coming in soon that he's going to be releasing that he has been sneak previewing. So keep an eye out for those because they're going to be releasing really, really soon. So you want to make sure to check that out. But in the meantime, if you haven't picked yourself up a Carta hat, make sure to do that today. They are big sponsors of the podcast and we really appreciate their support. We believe in their vision and I know they're going to do great things. So like us, make sure to go show some support to the people at Carta. Go to carta.supply. Sign up for the newsletter, get the password, pick yourself some hats up today, and show some love. Remember, guys, Carta, las gorritas más finas.
There you go, buddy. There you go. Everyone likes a good hat. And if you don't like a hat, there's, you know.
Ladies, get your boy a Carta hat for Valentine's.
Yeah, bro. Make him look fine. Make him look more fine than he already does. Because there's a reason you're with him.
Exactly. But back to the question that you had, Moises.
Yes.
I think it depends on the couple. I think it is, as you say, what was the word that you said? It was a
corporate holiday?
Yeah, corporate holiday. Definitely because you see that shit everywhere, all the stores. Like Valentine's Day shit, decorations, whatever you may call it, everywhere, but it's just everywhere. So yes, I do think it is that, but I also think that it doesn't have to be, depending on the couple. Because
that's true.
You could just chill, you know? You could just be together on Valentine's Day. You don't have to go out, spend a shit ton of money. You could go out, spend $50, just buy food, bring it back home, or just have a nice meal in a restaurant, and then just, that's it. Go back home, chill. The point is to be with your partner on Valentine's Day, show love for one another, and just have a good day, you know? For me, that's what me and Monica are doing. We usually don't spend a lot on Valentine's Day. I think the most we've done is like, we go to like a really nice restaurant, have fun, and then I think we do like an activity also that day. But we don't spend the bank. We don't spend a lot of money. And then we just hang out, which is what we do usually. But I don't know, because it's Valentine's Day, obviously you do things to make it a little bit more special. But for us, it doesn't have to be a corporate thing. It could just be a day that's a little bit more special, kind of like a birthday kind of thing.
I feel it, man. And you know what? Any day you spend with that person is a special day.
Exactly. Like I'm spending it together with the boys. And you know, I feel madly in love right now.
Miguel?
I don't know, bro. I'm still kind of...
Are you going to be going in debt or what?
I'm still gonna hurt from earlier. I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm still in shock that you went and said that. I'm just
damn. Hey, to be honest, damn. I don't even know what I said anymore. It's already behind me.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
It was an indirect to you, Miguel, for sure.
It wasn't even direct, bro. That was direct. That was like, let me just take this out and shoot you real quick with it.
Whoa. It was more of a Cupid, you know?
Uh-huh. A Cupid?
I'm over here trying to enlighten you.
With like what, a flaming arrow with like barbed wire in it or something?
Hey, I'm trying to get the, you know, the burning sensation, the love you feel inside.
Trying to light the fire in you. He's trying to motivate you.
I mean, look.
You know what's worse? Being alone on Valentine's Day. That's crazy, bro. That's fucking wild, man. Well, I ain't alone because I got the boys. I got the boys, homie. The boys got my back. I don't know, bro. I don't know if I do.
Damn.
Yo, do I got you or no?
Hey, you know
what? Yeah. You could feel free to FaceTime me.
All right, I might not answer,
but you can still FaceTime me.
For 1,000%, I'm not need talking to you tomorrow. I can assure you that. Me, I probably will. Like, I told Veronica, we went to Disneyland. That was her Christmas, birthday, Hanukkah, Valentine's Day, Easter Bunny, fucking all, everything wrapped in one because it was expensive. Not that I didn't have a great time. I had a great time. We did learn, though. I don't know if I talked about it already, but we did learn not to do it all in one day. That Sweethearts night, don't do it all in one day because it's very tiring because it's a late night thing. So it starts from like, I think it starts at, fuck, I don't remember, a 9 to 1, I think was the design. So like, we did a full day Disney and then we did that, but we were exhausted.
If anybody's used to that kind of shit, it's you though. Cause like, I mean, you guys go to raves all the time. Y'all EDC experts, man. But still, one day at Disneyland got you like that?
Hey, but at Disneyland, you know, I was straight edge.
True. For you people at home that don't know what he means, stay that way.
And when I'm at raves, you know, I drink. It's a lot cheaper.
You can drink at Disney.
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper to pregame. I guess I probably could have pregame.
They got some bomb micheladas there, bro.
I didn't have one. Not this time. Last time I did. This time the main attraction was my. Oh, you know, I'm getting sidetracked. Who are you talking about Disneyland some other time or not? I really don't.
Yeah.
Point being is tomorrow at Valentine's Day, I may or may not have some things cooked up. I know my fiance's on the other side of this door. I don't want her to know things. Something just got to stay secret till tomorrow. But this weekend, we will be celebrating our anniversary / Valentine's Day. So, you know, tomorrow might not be crazy. So, Miguel, I might have time for you.
Oh, okay.
I can pencil you in, you know?
Thanks. Yeah. I appreciate that, you know?
That's if Miguel doesn't leave me, because Miguel might leave me.
I don't know. What do you think I'm going to do? Because I ain't doing anything tomorrow.
I'm just saying, like, hey, you never know.
Tomorrow is...
Hey, hit up a club, bro. Single ladies will be out there looking for the Valentine. Hit up a club.
That's crazy, bro. That's crazy.
Come
that's
on. Crazy. Yeah, I'll make something happen. I want to add a question to your question. Because some girls, you know, they want you to go all out when you ask them to be their Valentine and shit like that. What are some don'ts when you ask your girl to be a Valentine?
Don't do it over text.
No. I mean, yeah, I feel like it's an obvious one for sure, yeah.
Don't send a business email, you know?
Don't send a business email.
That's crazy.
Don't
to whom it may concern.
To whom it may concern is wild.
Don't ask the day before.
What's so wrong with that?
Us as men, we don't see nothing wrong with it. But damned us if we do it the day before, they'll definitely find that.
What did you do the day of?
I think it depends. I think it depends on who it is.
No, bro. I feel like if you say it the day before, maybe they'll have a sigh of relief, but I'm sure most, 90% will say that. So why the fuck did you not ask earlier?
Why not just do it the day of then?
Ask the day of?
Are we talking about asking someone that is not your girlfriend to be your Valentine? Are we talking about someone that is your girlfriend already? Or fiance or wife? Or, you know.
That is very different. Yeah. That is very different.
You're right. So let's say it's someone that you're in a relationship with, or it's someone that expects you to ask them.
First of all, why the fuck are they expecting shit, right?
That's crazy. The fact
that they assume, hey, that's wild. Veronica, you know what you say about assuming.
Veronica, all the answers that Moises says. Veronica, all the answers that Moises is saying right now, I can feel what you go through in this time of the year, bro.
Well, why did she fucking hate my ass?
She expects so much, bro. That's a crazy thing.
You know, you know what's crazy though? Is like, she didn't expect much.
Even worse, he doesn't do much. He's worse.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's wild.
I'm sorry. I don't know. To me, maybe I'm completely wrong. Maybe I'm just...
Probably. You know, I mean, wrong. Look at your but track
like,
record.
You know, okay, that's crazy. Like, for example, like in high school, you'd see like guys with posters, got their flowers the day of, you know, be like,
the
hey,
boograms?
My Valentine, you know, kind of that stuff. Oh, I just remembered about all that stuff, dude. Like,
hey,
oh,
bad memories, bro. Let's not bring this up.
You could send it a rose, and it's like, it'd be anonymous, and it gets to not the dog, like, fifth, sixth period. and you're like sitting there hoping you get one or something, and then you don't get one. You're like, and then you see someone get like 5 or 10 and be like, bro, what the WTF, you know? Like,
I remember that shit, because I remember obviously the girls would get that, but there would be times where like the guys would get shit sent to them too.
Yeah.
And you know, every year I'll be sitting in my chair just like twiddling my fingers and be like, you know, maybe this is the year I get something, a little chocolate or something, you know. And it never came. I never got anything.
14 years later, still waiting.
That's crazy. Hey, ladies out there, chill. Send him something, please.
All right, we're getting a little bit sidetracked.
Send him a heart and DM at least.
So let me follow this sidetrack real quick. Now, do you send flowers or balloons or chocolates or whatever to your significant other at their work?
That's crazy.
So Monica actually gave me like a little story today. I haven't done so, and I'm sorry, ladies out there, if that makes me the villain, I haven't done it.
You are.
Who knows? Maybe I'll do it. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll still keep that tradition. But Monica told me about this coworker that she had that received some flowers today at work from their significant other. And she has this coworker that she absolutely fucking hates, bro. Like, this guy's an asshole, bro. I get so many stories about this dude, and every time I get a story told about him, I hate this guy even more. Every single time.
Hate's a strong word, though.
No. I'm a guy that I can hate easily, man. And I'm okay with that. So she got the flowers, and everybody's like, oh, so cute. And then this guy's like, that's it? Just a simple comment like that, bro. That's it? What do you mean that's it, bro? What the fuck? What more is the girl supposed to get, you know?
You know what that reminds me of? Our video that we made when someone asked Veronica, what are your resolutions for next year? And she said physical and mental health. And my boy said, that's it?
Look, you're making this about me when it's not, you're making this about me when it's not supposed to be about me.
Why are you not hating yourself then if you're easy to hate people who do that?
Well, there's two things. This guy, the difference is this guy is serious about him saying that. Like, he's serious about it. Me, I said that shit as a joke for a video.
Nah, I don't know, bro. Yeah. That's crazy.
That's a big difference.
It wasn't scripted.
No, but I'll say continue that. Like, what are your thoughts about that? Like, that's
That's douchey. I ain't gonna lie. I think, but it's also okay. So does this go back to like the psychology of like, you know, I remember as like kids, you would always be like, you know, if someone picked on you, it's because they liked you.
Mm-hmm.
Type shit, or like they kicked you.
So
like,
he likes her?
Like, does he like her?
No, this has nothing to do with that, I think.
This has nothing to do with that.
No, like, that's
is he jealous?
He's just not a confident person of himself, you know? And I'm pretty sure.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe he likes her and he's jealous.
No, it's not that at all, bro. You remember that statement that you said at the beginning of the podcast?
Which one? I said a lot.
The one that Miguel got offended by.
Oh, yeah. That's all the lonely people?
Yeah. That's him. I'm 100% sure he's a lonely guy on Valentine's Day and he's fucking salty as fuck. Like, he has nobody to give him flowers or anything.
So he's like the Grinch on Christmas, but he's like the Grinch on Valentine's Day?
He's the Grinch on Valentine's, exactly.
For the record, I'm not like that, so.
No, yeah. You're not. You're not. But
I never said you were. The fact that you're defending yourself is crazy.
I just had to clarify that.
Unless you wanted to.
I mean, okay, so yeah, that guy, yeah, I don't know. I mean, those comments, yeah, are necessary for sure. Just let it happen, bro. Like, if she got flowers, she got flowers. She got a fucking note.
If she got one single flower, it would have been fine.
Like, the fact that someone's showing affection towards her, like, fuck it, bro. Let that girl have the best day of her life now.
Exactly, man. It's just jealousy. He's just jealous that somebody got something that he didn't.
Same, bro. I remember high school, I didn't get shit either.
It probably is, unfortunately. Yeah, it's cool. So you're not, what I'm hearing is you may or may not do that enough.
Nah, she's working from home, so I can't send it to her work.
Yeah, you can.
Just go out and come back.
Just bring the mariachi to your house.
You see, like, I'm a limited time, limited amount of flowers kind of person. So I already got her flowers when I asked her to be my Valentine. That's my limit right there.
That's like, what, once in like 5-6 years?
Yeah, I need to get Monica more flowers for sure. I get her flowers maybe like 3 times a year.
If she's not a flowers girl, then it makes sense. But if she is, well, then it's kind of...
I've been scolded so many times for not getting flowers because Veronica is a flowers girl. But I remember 1 year I bought her like... I think I bought like 7 dozens.
Damn.
Or something. Like, right. I told my dad. So like I bought like a total of 10 dozens. 5 for my mom, 5 for Veronica. And I told my dad to just buy them from Costco. Because Costco flowers are fucking nice. And they last. They last.
Like all at once? Or like on separate occasions?
No, I told my dad to buy 10.
No mames.
And so he bought them and, like, you know, gave them to my mom. And then I ended up getting them for Veronica. I still remember that. So I do know I need to buy more flowers.
Same. Okay. Can I get away with it in like a way where, so I said that I got Monica flowers maybe like 3 times a year. I need to improve on that. What if I got her a shit ton of flowers just one day, and then that makes up for like the whole year? Like, what if I got her like 100 flowers?
That's like you trying to sleep in for 24 like hours to catch up on your sleep from the year.
Like, that's like that's like the meme of the girl saying you can only have one beer, but your one beer is like the fucking gigantic fucking glass.
Yeah, the one wine glass one a night drink, kind of person. Yeah.
I don't think it works that way, brother.
Oh, okay. I mean, I just wanted to know.
You can ask her. I mean,
she won't agree with that. So I was hoping the boys would agree with it.
No, it's invalid.
Sorry, buddy.
All right, it's not valid. It's okay.
No, but I remember because you asked if you were like, say, would you send someone a Valentine's shit, like Valentine's Day to their work? I had a coworker who her husband sent her flowers. She had told him already, like, don't send me stuff to work. whatever.
Like, some people don't like it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean, there's people who don't like the public display. Like, you know, like they don't like the eyes on them. They don't like the attention. So it's like, why put them through that? But yeah. I remember this specifically because they sent roses or flowers. I don't even know if they were roses, but they sent flowers. But since we're a distribution center, they got dropped off by a FedEx truck, and they ended up being dropped off in one of our trailers to get unloaded.
Damn.
And so they couldn't find them for the longest time. And then the overnight team found them one day and they gave them to her. And they're like, oh, like, these came in for you.
Damn.
That's just so funny.
Yeah, I think that's what depends, like, where you work. You know, some places are easier than others. Like an office environment, yeah, it's like you'll get it delivered and it's, you can keep on your desk or whatever, your cubicle, you know. Mm-hmm. But, like, yeah, in the type of job where you're, like, in a warehouse, it's kind of tough to receive things there, yeah.
There you go. What's your address for work?
I'm going to send you a Starbucks coffee, bro.
I'm down for that. A Starbucks coffee, some boba, frozen yogurt, ice cream. You know, hey, yo, what the fuck? Not at work. Shoot.
You don't have a private office?
I don't have blinds in front of my office.
Then just tell them to go blind.
What if I visit your work shirtless? Would you like that?
I'm sorry, no.
No shoes, no shirt, no service?
No, yeah.
I'm going to give you all the service, Miguel, for sure.
Okay, never mind like that. Say less, bro.
What about gifts, guys? What about gifts? Is gifts on Valentine's, is that doing too much?
Well, what are you kind gifting? Of gifts? I'm very bad at gifts, yeah. And like, I think of like maybe like a stuffed animal or like some animal? Kind of
animal.
I don't know, maybe like a fake rose, a lighter rose, maybe something handmade, box of chocolates.
Something with thought, you know.
I don't know. It there's so much cliche. It's like, what do you get someone? There's also like the maybe like a basket, you know, but like. Baskets can apply to like any holiday essentially,
so,
you know?
Yeah. So I was looking online and like the least desired gifts based on like surveys, 34% of people said furry handcuffs. So if you're giving someone furry handcuffs for Valentine's Day, like
they're not being put to use.
There's not. 28% said flowers. So a lot of people don't even care for flowers anymore.
Dang. Okay. That's an interesting one for sure.
Yeah. 22% said heart shaped box of chocolates.
Yeah, I
like,
feel like
and like when you think Valentine's Day, like that's the shit you think of, you know, like chocolates, flowers, you know, like iconic. But maybe, you know, it's past that.
I mean, if you're down, I'm getting you a heart shaped box of tacos, bro. Tacos.
Ooh, I'll be down for that.
That's it.
Dang. Yeah. 18% said love coupons. I remember. I think I gave Veronica love coupons one year.
Oh, like.
Like, you know, like a free massage, you know, or, okay. or like a bath time or whatever the case may be. And then being the least desired gift, or I guess, fuck, I actually don't know, the fifth least desired, because I guess the least desired is 34%. At 14% is being serenaded. People don't want to be serenaded.
Oh, like with the mariachi?
Yeah, or anything, I guess.
Really?
But I think... But maybe
I think yeah, because, Monica like, won't like me to serenade her just in general for sure.
Well, because you can't sing, bitch. That's why.
Hey, that's fucked up, bro. We were singing earlier. Oh my god! You know what? Don't make me fucking start right now, bro.
Do it. Start what? All right. Start what?
Well, are we gonna do the karaoke thing?
I don't know. I'm kind of down, but we'll see. We'll get through.
I mean, but like if we serenade someone, are you the one doing the singing, or are you having a professional do it?
If I can't, sing
I have
shit,
to do the singing.
I ain't doing it.
No, if I'm I doing can't that sing. Shit.
Every but, time I think of someone being serenaded, I think of that fucking video where the guy serenades the girl.
Don't do it.
And she walks out and her boyfriend walks out behind her.
Damn.
And the guy is like, and he's still singing.
Oh, the one that I remember is the guy brings a mariachi and then in the window you see the silhouette
No, not that one.
Of the girl.
No,
with another
no.
guy in the room, and they're doing something that they're not supposed to be doing.
They're doing their
Rest
taxes.
Rest in peace, that guy. Rest That's in peace,
foul.
That guy.
That's foul, bro.
So me, in terms of like the gifts, me and Monica do this thing. I don't know if people will find this weird or people will agree with it. But we do this for Christmas also, but we agree to just go to the store, go to a mall, just go together, and then we'll shop for gifts for each other. So I'll go to the mall with her, and I'll be like, let's go to a mall, let's go to a couple stores that you might find something that you like, and then whatever you like, I'll buy it for you. And then vice versa, she'll do it for me as well. And then we'll set like a limit of how much
I was gonna say. I was gonna say, what's the limit?
Yeah, we'll set a limit that we can agree on, and then whatever she likes, if it's under the limit, we'll get it for her. Or I'll get for her. And then vice versa. If I see something I like, if it's under the limit, she'll get it for me. That's what we've been doing lately. I feel like it's like a good idea for like couples to do if they want to do gifts.
I mean,
you could also just know your girl. I'm just kidding.
No, that's kind of tough.
I feel like for Christmas, we did the same shit. My family, we did a group chat, and like we gave, you know, our top five gifts that we would want, you know? And again, yeah. under a budget, you know? And that way you get something you actually desired instead of just something that like you may or may not use. Because I feel like sometimes like that's the shittiest part about gift giving. Like you genuinely don't know what to give someone. And at least with like you guys, you know, you go out, it's like, okay, like at least I know like this is what you want. And this is what like you're actually going to cherish. Versus exactly. Like if I were to go to someone and be like, hey, I thought about you, here's this, and she's like, cool, thanks, and that's
hey,
it.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, right, like that's pretty dope. I think it's smart. It also, like I said, and the fact that you like, I think it also helps with the spending wise, because like you guys keep each other within a budget.
Yeah,
instead of like trying to go too crazy or, you know,
exactly.
So
that's what we do. So if anybody wants to try that, go feel free to do so.
It sounds pretty healthy, you know. It sounds healthy for like a long-term relationship. It's obviously, I think Valentine's Day is different at different points in every relationship. In the beginning, it's like you want to impress your significant other, I guess, or maybe not impress, but like just do whatever you can to make them have like the most special day. That's how I see it.
It's funny you should say that.
Especially people that maybe haven't experienced that kind. I'm saying this, I'm speaking on behalf of myself, all right? I haven't experienced a good Valentine's Day ever. So I would want to give my significant other a really good day, a really good time, essentially, you know, make them feel appreciated, extra appreciated on this day, even though I'm pretty sure throughout whatever I'd feel, make them feel appreciated, hopefully, you know. Yeah. I'm saying that now, but who knows, you know, I might fall off a bit or get too busy or something, and you know, shit happens.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that you brought up like depending on the time of the relationship, it was another thing I read while I was at work. I was like looking at the shit up at work because like Amanda and I were talking. I know we talk, we don't work. I'm sorry.
I swear to God, it's the same fucking story every single time, bro.
I know, bro. We were
Amanda,
just
leave this fucking man alone and let him work, do his job, dude.
Bro, shut the fuck up. We work, all right? Fuck off. So I saw this pictogram and it says the average Valentine's Day spending by relationship length. So if it's under 2 years on average, it's around $369.
Yeah, I feel like when the relationship is fresh in you, that's when you tend to spend more
money. You're fucking bollard. You know? Yeah,
you're like, I'm trying to impress this girl, guy, whatever.
So, yeah.
I'm going to spend money.
2 to 5 years old, it drops down to $207, you know? So that's already you know, a big decrease.
That's a significant drop, yeah.
From 5 to 10, it's $187. So again, this one's actually not that drastic as the first one, but still. And then 10 years plus, like if you've been in a relationship for 10 years or longer, on average, it's around 118.
Sheesh.
So, I mean, that kind of makes sense in like the sense, like if the way I'm thinking about it is like those first few years, like you want to go, you know, want to go to movies, you want to go to dinner, you want to do this, you want to do that. The next few years, you know, less and less. By the time like you're in a relationship for 10 plus, like it's like you guys just want to maybe go out, grab a dinner. And then come back home. And like, that's a nice dinner, you know, a nice dinner for $218, you know, go into a nice restaurant, call it a night, go home, watch some Netflix and chill.
This is like kind of deviating from it, but I wanted to ask it because you brought up we're talking about money right now.
Yeah.
So this is obviously a controversial topic that is probably never going to be settled. And it's is the guy spending the entirety of the amount on Valentine's Day, or is the girl chipping in paying half of it?
Ooh.
That's tough.
That's something,
man.
We need to talk about here.
Are we okay? If we're talking about like dinner and stuff, I want it to maybe the guy takes over, but like I'd also like to think that the girl, or you know, and just in this case, in a traditional relationship, I guess,
yeah,
you know, they'd probably get you gifts or something, you know,
mm-hmm.
or something like that. I don't know. It's I think it's just tough. Every relationship is going to be different and unique, but like if you want to just generalize it overall, it's like I think the guy is expected to
pay
for everything.
Damn, bro. The guy got to be the one asking for to be the Valentine, and then the guy got to pay for it too.
So here's my thing though. Like if we're going after Valentine's Day, this is obvious. It depends. I think like if it's a mutual like agreement. Like I said, maybe in the beginning stages, yes, the guy's planning everything. You know, trying to impress. Yeah. Again, and this is again, we're basing this off a traditional like I guess heterosexual relationship, and that's why I keep using the terms guys girl. But like later in the years, like it's like I said, when you're older and like you've been in a relationship or something, it's like, dude, like I'm gonna take my wife. You know, like, at that point, like you're probably married, whatever. Like I'll take my wife. Of 10 years, you know, I'm going to go get dinner. And then if she wants, you know, we can go get dessert or something after she can pay. Like I think at that point too, like you guys have joint accounts. So it's like, you guys are both kind of paying for it. Like maybe the beginning stages, you guys have separate accounts. You always see it that the guy has to pay. The guy does this because like, it's just what we've grown up seeing in like film, you know, in media, like everything. But like, I think at the end of the day, like it doesn't matter. Like if you want to go all out because you want to do it, then do it. If you guys decide that you guys are going to split it because it's a thing that you both want to do, then do it. But yeah, so like, I think it just depends like what the plans were, what you're doing, and the maturity of that relationship that'll define like kind of who's paying for what and if it is being split or whatever.
At this point, like for me, I'm gonna use me and Monica again as an example. I don't know, we've just been in a groove of like I'll pay for like the dinner, and I'll pay for wherever the restaurant is at. I'll pay for the dinner, I'll pay for the drinks, everything that involves that restaurant. And if we end up like in a dessert spot next, or if we end up in a certain spot next, then Monica will pick that one up. And then we'll kind of just keep taking turns, you know? And it's just something, I don't know, it's just something that we naturally do. We don't even, like, think about it. We just, like, just do it naturally. And none of us have, like, an issue. You don't go back
home and are like, oh, so I did this one. She did that one. We're even.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just, like, something that just we've been doing and we just agree on. So it's not an issue. But I know a lot of people out there will be like, what the fuck, bro? You're the guy. You got to pay for everything. But nah, it doesn't have to be that way. Every relationship is different. If you want to be that guy, then be that guy. No one's going to fucking tell you not to.
Tell them. Tell them.
If there's a relationship out there that does it a little bit different, then I mean, why you gotta call people out on it? You know, just let them be.
That sounded very personal, bro.
Like, I'll be paying for the whole thing no matter what.
I don't know, man. I think I would, but at the same time, I just wouldn't want to overstep either. This guy's
always taking her thoughts into consideration.
Exactly.
You know, girls, please give this man a shot. Please.
You just never know sometimes, bro. Girls are weird. Sometimes a girl will find it offensive if you pay for everything. Sometimes they'll like it when you pay for everything. You just don't know what kind of girl you're going to get.
Exactly. It's always a mind game. It's always like you just got to keep staying your toes.
It's a game. Stay 10
toes. Always, bro. Always. But yeah, dog. So I heard you had a little questionnaire for me.
I do.
Because I'm low key, I'm getting over this topic already. For me, tomorrow is Día del Amor y la Amistad, emphasis on amistad.
And this was skipping amor and going straight to the amistad, bro.
Shout out to all my homies out there. I love you all.
Shout out to all my homies. Shout out to all my pairs.
If you ain't doing shit tomorrow, let me know. Hit me up.
hit the lineup. He's going to be free and available tomorrow.
Maybe we can go watch what's coming out tomorrow? Madam Web.
I say Spider Gwen.
Not the Spider Gwen. That's
my
crazy.
My fault.
Madam Web, bro. Madam Web.
Oh,
sorry, bro.
That's crazy. Gwen Stacy, bro. Come on, man.
He's going to see the movie just for Sydney Sweeney, man.
Is she the main character?
No.
This guy.
Okay, then I need that main suit, bro. That main suit's a sickest suit.
All right, let me see if I can find. I had one.
I'm not gonna go to the movie theaters. I'm just not gonna go do that.
Why not?
I'm gonna go to a library and gain some knowledge.
Okay, before we move on to the questionnaire, can I ask this question? Because I'm curious to know.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people will find this like sad, or you'll feel bad for this person. But like, what do you think about like going to the movies by yourself, or going to like a restaurant by yourself? Like a lot of people out there will find that like odd. Or like, oh, he has nobody to go with. But I'm like, sometimes you just want to be alone, you know, and just go do something by yourself.
I say it takes a lot of self-love and self-respect to just go do something by yourself. And just, that's just, you know, you're comfortable at that point. You're comfortable with yourself being your company, your own company, essentially, you know. That's how I see it. Sometimes if I was a little more confident, I would join someone that's by themselves. Be like, hey, do you mind if you would you mind if having company? You know, like that's talk crazy. To a stranger, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah,
that's and crazy. Just, you know, get out here, just fucking. Can I sit with you?
I mean, not like that. Be like, hey, would you like some company? Or are you okay by yourself? You know, it's like, you know, get to know a random stranger real quick. You know, get their life story. Maybe get something off your chest.
Yeah.
It's someone you're never going to see again. And you just do it, you know?
Fuck you never yeah. know, man. They could be the love of your life.
Yeah.
You never know.
It has to be like normalized, bro. Like, don't be afraid to go out and do things by yourself. Because
have you guys ever done anything by yourself?
I've done it before. I've gone to a movie by myself. I've gone to a restaurant by myself.
I've gone to a rave by myself.
Yeah. You gone where?
A rave.
And there's like people that there's yeah. like fucked up people out there that like if they see someone eating by themselves, they'll record them and they'll put them on fucking social media to just like blast them. Like, why are you doing, bro? That,
especially
bro?
Like, tomorrow.
Exactly.
Like if some like I swear, rude. Like you're gonna see a whole bunch of memes and shit like on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Like you know, over here, you know, dating or whatever, and like this guy's by themselves or this person by themselves.
Let them be, man.
I bet you.
Leave them alone. Let them be, bro. They want to be by themselves. Fuck, it's their choice.
I don't think I've ever gone anywhere. Again, maybe I just haven't.
More power to you if you do that, bro. Shit, you got my support.
I'm going to tell Ron, I'm going to be like, hey, I'll be back. She'll be like, where are you going? I'm going to be like, the movies.
I'm trying to go watch Madam Web.
She'll be like, with who? No one.
I feel like the movies, it's easier just because like it's dark. No one's looking at you. You're just looking at the movie. You know?
Yeah, but that's what funny. Significa doesn't let you go then?
You know, it's funny. Monica will probably find it more normal if I go to a movie by myself than if I bring it up randomly that I'm going to go watch a movie with some friends.
I mean, that's because you have no one over there.
Okay, first of all, that sounded very sad.
First of all, take it back.
I'm going to cry after this episode.
I'm just attacking everyone tonight. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah. I'm sorry.
But it's just funny because obviously, the whole relationship that we've been in already, this 4 years that we've been together, like, I haven't brought up, oh, I'm going to go hang out with some friends. I'm going to go do this with some friends.
She's going to be like, what? Who?
And if I bring it up now, she's like, who the fuck? You got no friends? You never gone out with friends before.
Right. So I've never met anyone.
Yeah. So I find it funny that she'll probably find it more normal that I'll just randomly be like, I'm going to go watch a movie by myself.
Bro, you just got to tell her, hey, I'll be back. I'm going to go hang out with DJ Greg.
Hey, shout out to homie Greg.
That's it. That's all you got to tell you.
That's it. Yeah, exactly.
She'll understand that one.
Yeah, she'll understand that one. Yeah, for sure.
All right, Miguel, you ready to answer a this or that questionnaire?
No.
And, you know, and we'll take these answers. We're going to post the same questionnaire, and hopefully people take this questionnaire and send them back to us. We'll see if there's people who have similar thoughts as you.
Thought process. Yeah, we're going to post this on Instagram. If you guys want to participate, answer the questionnaire, send it to us, and we'll see if you're a perfect match for the boy Miggy Mix.
If you are, Saturday, date night on him. Pick anywhere you want.
I'll pay.
All expenses paid by Los Compas.
No, El Compa.
We got to make it seem like we're part of it.
Shit, my bad. Yeah. All
expenses paid by Los Compas, LLC.
Yeah.
Under Article 78.
It's a tax write-off.
Yeah. You know the point. You get it. All right, Miguel. You ready? It's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 questions.
Jesus Christ.
This or that. Simple as that.
All right. Hot fire. Spitfire.
Whatever comes to mind. There's no... Don't fucking question shit, because I know that's what you do.
Yeah, that fool starts questioning, and then this fool comes up with five different hypotheticals, and then he just goes off track, bro.
This isn't part of it, but I'd be like, you know, favorite fucking color. You'd be like, well, depending on the day and the way the sun is looking and the fucking time of the year.
I don't answer questions.
All right, well, this is the end of the episode, y'all. Thank you for watching.
I'm yum. Right, candy or cake?
Cake.
Cake.
Paris or Rome?
Rome.
A sweet card or a funny card?
Funny card.
Flowers or chocolate?
Chocolate.
Hey.
Ice cream or frozen yogurt?
Ice cream.
Oh, thank God.
Hugs or kisses?
Hugs.
He's a fucking liar.
He didn't want to sound like a dog.
Remember, guys, I like intimate touch. Like, I would hold you all night. Kissing is touching.
Okay, receive gifts or give gifts?
Give gifts.
Mm.
Vanilla or strawberry?
Vanilla.
I knew it.
Movie night or board game night?
Board game night.
Red or pink?
Pink.
Roses or tulips?
Roses.
Staying in or going out?
Staying in.
Ding, 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 ding. All right, let's see what you have on the board.
Absolutely fucking nobody.
Cien mexicanos dijeron.
I feel like Miguel was a little fake on some of those questions right there.
Whoa, okay, you told me not especially to think about
the kissing one.
You told me.
And then you still thunk about it. You still thunk
what,
about
what
it.
What makes you think I would prefer kissing over hugging?
You said that you like touch more.
Yeah, touch.
You know you can touch. Hug and kiss at the same time.
Yeah,
you know,
but the question was tongues? Hug or... Okay, that's...
and the lips. And the lips. And the lips.
Yeah, but like you can't be kissing someone for like 5 minutes straight. Like you gotta breathe. You know?
You
want to
bet? Yes, you can. My. You want to bet?
Look,
Monica, get over here.
I'd rather just like hug you, hold you, have you hold me. You know, cuddle. Like
this isn't just... part of the questionnaire, but big spoon or little spoon?
Big spoon.
He's a
big
liar.
Dick or little dick?
He's a liar, bro. He likes to be held.
I've never been a little spoon. Miguel, I wouldn't know.
So you want to be held?
Yeah. Shut up. Miguel, big dick or little dick?
Huh?
Big dick or little dick?
Wait, yo, what?
Come on. This is gonna know if this is how what? I know if you're lying on your questions. Answer it. Answer it.
Average.
No.
Average. Little.
No, okay, he's lying.
What do you mean?
That's how I know he's lying. My boy's carrying a hammer, bro. That's how I know he's lying.
Ladies, gents, anyone?
Was
answer the questionnaire.
What's the other one you think I was lying on?
Don't worry about it. We'll get
Don't worry about it. We're gonna find out. Ladies, please answer the questionnaire. Send us a DM with the questionnaire answers, and we will see if you're compatible with the boy. Miggy Miggs, all expense paid dinner. Must be located in the Central Valley unless you're willing to drive.
Yeah. And then here's another thing, though. We're not going to reveal Miguel's answers till after this weekend.
I think the poll
The episode doesn't come out till next Monday. So we'll put it out tomorrow and see how many responses we get throughout the week. And
hopefully at least one.
Hopefully. If not, bro, I'm about to answer and take you. I can't actually. I'm busy Saturday. Sorry.
Yeah. You know what?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
But you know what? You got to swing. Swing yep. for it. Swing
Look,
for
guys. Defenses. All right. Perfect. Look, guys, to end the episode, I uploaded a clip of Miguel. We were playing Jeopardy and my boy was singing Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus. And a homie of the podcast, Jesus from Vive con Huevos, I had a little comment about Miguel singing. Our boy Miguel was just not putting enough effort into singing Party in the USA. It looked like it was just half-assed, was not even trying. No energy whatsoever.
That's crazy.
So I feel like to end off the podcast, I think Miguel should redeem himself. And I feel like he should. I don't know if you're going to want to sing the same song, but I want you to karaoke some song just to show Jesus that you do have the energy for this, that you can redeem yourself.
Why do I gotta be the one singing here?
You're the one that was called out, brother.
But I mean, Moita said the lyrics. He needs to be called out.
You're gonna keep bringing them up.
I was the host, and in order for me not give it away so easily, I had to say the lyrics. Say,
monotone as possible. Exactly.
Oh, right. But you were the host.
Had I sang the Juana song, you guys would have gotten it. But the fact that I didn't, you guys did not get it.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're valid there.
If he sang it with the rhythm of the song, I would have guessed that shit right away.
Exactly. I'm not going to lie to you. I forgot that Moises was the host that night.
Bro, you forget everything.
Yeah, I do.
So, Miguel,
that's why I'm still here.
Do you want to attempt to sing Party in the USA once more, or do you want to choose a different song?
And the Jay-Z song was on. The Jay-Z song was on.
Hey, yo.
Yeah. What happened? Hey, we're gonna scratch that from the recording.
No, staying in.
That's staying in 100%. That's staying in,
no, why?
All right, Miguel. Do you have a song in mind?
Yeah, I think I do. I do. I've been saying this song all day, but hopefully I don't mess it up right now. But
okay. All right, Miguel, what song are you gonna karaoke to redeem yourself, bro?
I don't know, man. I
Rap God.
I think I'm playing some Spanish music, bro. I think I'm feeling my...
Rap God would be crazy.
My boy is over here, Grupo Firme with Luis Mexia.
All right.
Grupo Firme. Okay.
Grupo Firme, bro.
The firm group.
Firmly grasp it.
The firm group.
The song is called Calidad.
All right.
I'm sure you guys have heard it.
Calidad. All right, Miguel.
I think I'm just going to sing the chorus. You know, that way I save everyone's ears and time because I'm not really a good singer.
Sing a good portion of the song because we need you to redeem yourself, bro. We need you to redeem yourself.
All right. I'm ready.
Are you ready? All right, Miguel, the floor is yours. Take it away whenever you're ready.
Es que te di amor Del bueno y tenno de hasta pa' llevar y ahí vas cargando mi sello de calidad. ¿En qué cabeza cabe que de mí te has olvidar? Si fui, soy y voy a ser siempre en tu vida lo mejor. Verás que pasa el tiempo y no me voy. La marca de mis besos en tu cuerpo se quedó. Recuerda que existen niveles. En el más alto, ahí estoy yo.
Right. Damn. Okay, I was in my feels right there, dude.
I've been in my feels.
I was in my feels. All right, well, we're going to leave it up to the people at home listening to this. Was that good? Did he redeem himself from Party in the USA?
Let us know in the comments. Doing? What are you doing?
Firebending, bro.
This was smoking a blunt.
Did I bore you that bad or what? Yeah, I don't think Mike agrees with my singing. I mean,
I was good. You know what? I'll give it to you.
I thought we had Grupo Firme in the podcast, bro.
For real. I thought it was Grupo Firme, bro. You should have sang some Jose Torres, bro. That's what you should have done.
Who?
Fuck. How does this song go?
Which one?
The one he's like naming all the fucking brands. The Gucci, the Louis Vuitton. I forgot the name of the song.
I don't know.
It was like a meme for a while.
Damn, you know what other song I would sing though?
You should have seen some Juan Gabriel, dude. That shit, you gotta show your passion in that, dude.
I would sing my second song would be Háblame de ti by Banda MS, you know?
Háblame de ti. I need to look at the lyrics again. I can't. You like that?
We gotta do it this shit.
Everyone just in their feelings today?
You like that? Hey, Banda MS, dude. You could be Háblame with a girl. De ti. I sing this shit.
De todos tus gustos, ¿cuántos años tienes y a qué te dedicas?
Bro, my band just went from a fucking banda song to a rap song.
My fault.
I tempo changed
too quick. I'm sorry.
I thought this was started rapping out of nowhere, dude. I thought this was remixed it, dude.
Damn, I'm sorry.
Yo, that was funny.
That went from banda MS to fucking low MS.
Y la verdad yo sí. Háblame de ti.
Oh my god.
Cuéntame tus penas si alguna vez alguien te slim. I didn't say I was good at it. I just said I could sing it and I would sing it.
Alright guys, I think that's a good word, a good place to end it there. Everybody out there, we appreciate you if you listened all the way to the very end. Episode 70 in the motherfucking bag. Hey, yo, I don't know if it's just me, but I feel like I've been cussing a lot less.
He literally just said, in the motherfucking bag.
But this is why I brought it up, because I realized I just cussed, but I feel like I haven't been cussing as much.
Maybe.
Are you on timeout or what?
Maybe. I don't know, man. Maybe I just learned my lesson.
It could be based off the topics we've been talking about, you know?
Maybe we'll have a better chance of getting viewed on YouTube if I didn't cuss as much.
Oh, that's kind of crazy. That's wild.
Yeah, so I need to stop. All right, guys. Everybody, if you listen all the way through, we appreciate you once again. Episode 70 in the bag. If you guys want to hear more from us, hey, feel free to subscribe. Feel free to follow our YouTube, our TikTok, our Instagram. That's where we're most active. Listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or if you want to watch the video version, just subscribe to the YouTube, as mentioned again. And Moises, what do they got to do, bro? What do they got to do?
We just said it, bro. Subscribe. Like the video.
La campanita and shit, bro.
And hit the campanita so you never miss one of our videos ever again. You know?
Damn, he just censored
every
it out.
Every time we post, you'll get up. It's like, hey, Los Compas just posted. Slide through. Watch it. Banger.
Slide.
Pop. So don't sleep on it. Hit the bell. Follow us on everything like Adnan said. 70. Episode 70, bro.
Yes, sir.
We're here. And we still got a long way to go.
Yeah. Also, guys, like we're trying to, you know how like every YouTube has like their followers have a name to them, you know? We're still trying to figure that out for our followers. Are we just simply calling our followers compas and comadres? Or are we finding something different? Because I know a lot of girls out there don't want to be called a comadre, you know?
So they'll feel like
right, last time I said compitos, you guys were like, what the fuck?
No, you said compitos.
Los compis. Yeah. The compis, eh?
Los compis. Hey, so if you guys want to help us, hey, if you guys help us come up with a dope-ass name for our followers, I'll hook it up with the hoodie. Hey. So if you send us a DM, come up with a dope ass name for our followers. And if we love it, if we go with that name, we're going to be sending you a free compas hoodie. So let us know.
It's Squinkles.
Los Squinkles.
Los Squinkles. Yes, sir.
I just have one last thing to say.
Go ahead, man.
If you made it this far, please rate my singing. I know it's terrible, but I wouldn't mind, you know. I'll take some singing lessons. Let me know what your favorite heartbreak song is, because that's what I'll be feeling tomorrow all day. Checking on your friends tomorrow. Checking on, you know, tell your friends you love them. Tell your parents you love them. Tell your siblings you love them. Get yourself some gifts, you know. You don't need anybody to get you
self-love,
gifts.
Self-love, man.
Get yourself something. Take yourself something more special. Treat yourself on something nice, you know. And most importantly, spread positivity, spread love. And, you know, thanks for joining in tonight.
Yes, sir. And on that note, everybody, we hope you have a great rest of your day, night, whatever time you're listening to, wherever you're listening to us at. We hope y'all have a good rest of your day. Peace out, y'all.
Later.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Deuces.